No, Mr. Gorgonchuck. I will not stop rocking in your classroom. You're sitting there telling me about the food chain. Well, how about the rock chain? Instead of a cow at the top, there's like maybe a guitar. Because, Mr. Gorgonchuck, if I don't feel free to rock, be it here or anywhere, you might as well cut off my limbs. You might as well cut off my limbs and mail them to Mother Russia. Because if I can't rock, I don't want to walk. See, if I can't air guitar, I don't want no air at all. So, Mr. Gorgonchuck, if you really want me to stop rocking, I hope you're prepared to sand off my face. Are you, sir? Are you prepared to grind me up, burn my bones, and scatter the ashes in the far reaches of the universe? Because that's what it's going to take, sir. You and I are mortal, but rock and roll, we'll never die.
Now, that's just where you're wrong, Bobby. Recent studies show that rock and roll is, in fact, dying.
What?
Popular music has been on the wane since 1974, the year of the first Bad Company release.
I have that album.
Of course you do, Bob. You see, poor live performances by the likes of Chuck Berry and even Jerry Lee Lewis are destroying the music that they allege to celebrate. And tests show that a Beach Boys concert is a very sad thing. This, coupled with the growing interest in ethnic music, has undermined the support base of the music that you and your friends love.
What?
Let's see if I can't put this into terms you'll understand. Say you had 12 beer.
Oh, okay, all right.
All right. Now, let's say that 4 of those beer represent the Pogues. Another 6 represent the Gypsy Kings, and 1 beer is shared by the Chieftains and Ladysmith Black Mambaza.
Hold it, that only leaves 1 beer. I'll never get drunk on just 1 beer.
Exactly, Bob. But learn to nurse that beer, and before you know it, you'll be loving jazz.
Jazz? Never!
Tess, don't lie, Bob.
How long has rock got?
According to a computer model, 3 years. About the time you'll be graduating.
Then I'll live each day like my rockin' last.
Whereas I will look forward to the dominance of jazz.
Then you, sir, are my nemesis.
Doing after the show? Oh, nothing, okay.
If he does go to the party, he can only get the good-looking girl's best friend.
Is Heather coming?
The bass player is the loser of the band. Yes, he is. If you don't believe me, take a look at the one you're with. But there's something beautiful about the bass. Sometimes when I listen to it,
I don't know. I get caught up in the swirl and I'm flying. I'm flying, Ma, over a big, beautiful lake. He's playing the bass and I'm flying! Sometimes when I land, I'm in a different neighborhood. But that's okay, because whenever I listen to the bass player, I always bring Cat there. But after all, aren't we all bass players? Aren't you all bass players? They tell me this was a bass players convention. You are all bass players. Pick up the beat! Pick up the beat! I'm the serpent, so tap your feet! The mother, the father, the serpent, the priest, the foreman, the woman, the widow, the beast. Aren't you glad that you're not one?
Okay, we're back on Andy's Funhouse, and right now, let's come over to the piano, okay? Okay, we're going to sing a little song right now. Oh, the cow goes moo, and the dog goes whoop, and the cat goes meow, and the bird goes tweet, and the pig goes oink, and the lion goes roar, and that's the way it goes. Say, I've got an idea. Let's all sing the song together, okay? Now, this time, I'll sing the name of the animal, and you sing what the animal says. Okay? Okay, every time I say okay, everybody say okay.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Now, okay. Now, okay. Okay. Now, this is what we'll do. When we get to the lion, everybody say roar real, real loud. Okay?
Okay?
And we'll, let's try it. One, two, three.
Roar!
Oh, you can do better than that. Come on, let's try it again. One, two, three.
Roar!
Very good. And now we'll all sing, and that's the way it goes. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.